Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, high around 71. The full forecast details on the way. The Racine Common Council last night voting to take $40,000 out of the general contingency account and help to finance the summer youth camp program, fixing up homes in need of repair in designated neighborhoods. Neighborhood Watch Director Charlie French again explaining that the kids are coming soon from all over the country and past funding sources are no longer available. Alderman Terry McCarthy, though, disagreed with use of that account for this, called it precedent setting, suggested other options were not properly followed.
To approve such funding requests from anyone group or agency, no matter how well-meaning, noble, or valuable its mission, would set a very significant precedent in that you would likely have a long line of similar requests from equally well-meaning and noble agencies, equally strapped for funding, who didn't get vetted and balanced against the normal yearly budget process of priority setting.
Alderman Steve Smetana urged his colleagues to go out and look at the work done by the youth camp participants over the years.
Look at what these kids paint, fix fences, and they put smiles on these people's faces that can't really afford to fix these homes, you know, and they come from all around the country. So, you know, this is a gift to us from them.
The request approved 13-1, Alderman McCarthy, the lone dissenter. For next year, though, it was suggested the item perhaps be included in the city budget process. At the Finance Committee meeting, the Neighborhood Watch organizer urged to also reach out to the county for possible funding help. 20-year-old Racine resident Benjamin Ball has a June 20th plea hearing scheduled in the court of Judge Emily Miller. This is in reference to criminal charges from a December crash of his speeding car into the back of a city recycling truck. It happened on Washington Avenue, east of Ohio Street. It pinned employee Mark Gates, who was also a local pastor, resulting in fatal injuries. Ball, right now with no criminal record, stands accused of homicide by the negligent operation of a vehicle and reckless endangerment of safety. A plea agreement mentioned in Tuesday's court appearance would have the DA's office recommending no specific amount of prison time for a guilty or no contest plea. Well-known Racine attorney Judd Wyatt is being remembered after his passing Sunday at Ascension All Saints Hospital. He was 71 years old. Aside from his long, stellar legal career, Wyatt spent 3 decades on the Racine City Plan Commission. Services for Judd Wyatt will be taking place next week. About 2 dozen runners and bike riders trek from the Racine Public Safety Building downtown out to the Mount Pleasant Police Department for Special Olympics. Representatives from 5 area police departments taking part in the law enforcement torch run. It took a little over an hour to cover the 6.6-mile course. Brittany Newkirchen is a regional director for development of Wisconsin Special Olympics, said in addition to raising awareness, it helps to raise money.
Torch Run movement is a grassroots movement. In the state of Wisconsin alone, last year we raised $2 million for our athletes. We have 10,000 athletes in the state. It costs about $250 to support an athlete through the year, so Torch Run is supporting our Special Olympics athletes.
Kenosha County's Torch Run was Monday evening. There's going to be another one coming up tonight in Burlington. Representatives of several law enforcement agencies are also going to be in Stevens Point tomorrow for the final leg of the Torch Run. That will lead up to the opening ceremonies for this year's Summer Special Olympics. Ground to be broken June the 29th on Wisconsin's first IKEA store in Oak Creek, north of Drexel Avenue, east of the interstate. 291,000-square-foot store expected to be open in the summer of 2018. And bicycle racing back on the historic Washington Park Velodrome in Kenosha. After a 2-year delay caused, of course, by a renovation project that lasted way longer than projected because there were surface and structural problems. Kenosha's bike track built 90 years ago this year. Several dozen bicyclists from Southeast Wisconsin taking to the track for last night's races. The Sturtevant Village Board, one member short after last night accepting the resignation of Trustee Michelle Duco, who did not attend the meeting. Village President Jamie Hoffman said it's because she got a new job and her hours have changed. Duco, also on the Racine Unified School Board, still is, did attend that almost 3.5-hour meeting and work session Monday night held at Knapp School. The Sturtevant Village Board going to have to determine how to fill the vacancy now. Duco elected to that municipal body in April of last year. The newest member of the Sturtevant Police Department was sworn in at last night's board meeting. It was a packed house. Administrator Mary Cole giving the oath of office to Rhea, the village's new canine.
Rhea, do you swear that you support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin and will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of said office to the best of your ability?
Reyes, a one-year-old German Shepherd, has been undergoing training for the past several months with handler Officer Tanya Purdy. Fundraising to pay the cost of covering the purchase of Reyes and her training began last year, the village board giving their approval earlier this year. Kenosha County District Attorney's Office charging 70-year-old Kathleen Coppy with attempted arson of a Pleasant Prairie home. She had been staying at that residence since the weekend because her home in Illinois had caught fire that day, a home that was also a temporary residence due to a fire at her permanent home, also in Illinois. Charging document says Coppy was sleeping on a living room couch. It was her brother's home on Sheridan Road. She denied, though, setting it on fire. Police reports, though, indicate there was a smell of gasoline in that room. The Racine Common Council wants the Public Works and Services Committee to talk specifically about a study of the public safety building, separate from other public safety facilities. This would be targeted with a recommended request for qualifications. Alderman Sandy Weiner felt that the timing is critical. The building right now has outlived its useful lifespan.
I don't have an issue with receiving and filing our discussion, but we have to find a way to emphasize that this needs to be addressed before we get into next year, because if we don't budget this year for next year, there won't be anything that's going to happen with the public safety building until 2019, and I don't think we can wait that long.
Alderman Q.A. Shakur chairs the Finance Committee. He said specific numbers need to come with that safety building study.
There's no fiscal note. We don't know what the issue is. Is it the roof collapsing? Is it the doors aren't working? Or, I mean, we need some specifics, so when it comes back, and I'm sure that that will be the case, but let's have some facts so we know what to vote on.
Alderman Terry McCarthy noting the RFQ on public safety facilities would have included some of the financial data, said this public works panel will be getting into those numbers the next time around. A change order to Burlington Street and Sidewalk Improvement Program will end up costing about $139,000 through Reisman Excavating, but it's going to save the city close to $200,000 on the big pool project, which needs fill material. Administrator Karina Walters explaining to the council that the Kendall Street reconstruction project had to be halted when it was discovered records had a possible prehistoric burial site there. The downtime led to brainstorming, then the idea of using the fill material from the Kendall Street project over at the community pool construction site. She said staff and the pool board have been talking about how we're going to make this all work logistically, noting the existing pool is going to stay open.
Within the next probably week, week and a half, you can start seeing some movement over at the pool. The pool will continue to remain open all summer. The tennis courts will continue to remain open all summer. We'll have to have some fencing. We'll have to have a path for the trucks to bring in and fill from the Kendall Street project.
Alderman Ruth Derwidziak, though, said the unfortunate casualty from all this will be the postponement of the annual fundraising pool party.
With the space needed for items and the fencing that would be necessary and everything, we can't make it safe enough that we're comfortable this year, so we're going to postpone it this year, and we will hit it again in 2018.
As for the possible prehistoric burial site, Walter said that nothing really material was found during that six-week delay. A due process hearing on the liquor license for the Riverside Inn at Northwestern Avenue and the Horlick Dam still scheduled, but it may take until the 5:30 p.m. start time to actually determine if the matter will occur. There was a closed-door meeting Tuesday night of the Common Council's Executive Committee with the city attorney, city administrator, and others referenced the due process hearing itself, but nothing was revealed afterward by anybody connected to it. There had reportedly been negotiations in recent weeks. Whether they involve any deal or if some kind of other legal issues popped into the equation, that may not be known until this evening, unless, of course, the hearing gets canceled before that. City of Racine sidewalk maintenance program was done by Milwaukee Safe Step last year. Common Council, though, wanted a bidding process. It led to the recommendation of an engineering firm to manage it. But then, lots of discussion, including last night, and the suggestion it could be handled in-house. Alderman Sandy Widener said this program does not focus attention on neighborhood sidewalks and said what's proposed going forward is actually a policy change.
I don't know if this is an item that the council would prefer to see go to the committee of the whole for a fuller discussion so everybody has an understanding with this huge change in policy, or if you want it to go back to a committee so we can have a more robust discussion about, do we want to start down that slippery slope of contracting out a service that has been provided and provided well by our city staff for the past 30 to 40 years.
Alderman Terry McCarthy noted that the sidewalk program was budgeted and it continues the precedent from last year about outsourcing the work.
And this belongs as a decision with the Public Works Committee. They've already made a unanimous recommendation. Can be easily revisited for next year's budget or as a policy if that is what the alderman would like to do. The committee has already done its job on this, voted unanimously to move forward like this. I would much prefer that we vote on that.
Alderman Q.A. Shakur said asking questions, that's fine, but not micromanaging. A motion to send the item back to the Public Works Committee was defeated. The panel's recommendation for an Illinois engineering firm supported. The makeup of the Burlington Common Council will remain as is after recent discussion about maybe getting some of the aldermen into positions at large to get more people involved in the government process. The final vote on that last night came up a little bit short. A charter ordinance had been drafted to make effective in the spring of 2019, having 4 elected and 4 at-large positions. Alderman Bob Grandi noted the desire in past discussion was to gauge citizen involvement. So he asked the question, why are we voting on this tonight?
If we really believe that we have a strategic initiative to increase citizen involvement, and we stated that that was one of the reasons why we aren't going to implement this until 2019, my suggestion would be that we table the vote tonight until we can evaluate our citizen involvement.
Alderman John Schultz, though, felt the half-and-half plan would enhance engagement by the public, called it a hybrid and a compromise approach.
I think by giving people the opportunity to run citywide in a position where all you have to be is in the top 4, I think we will have many more people that will take the chance to run. I think it is very intimidating to run. It's hard enough to run head-to-head with somebody if it's an open seat, let alone take on a sitting alderman. I do not value districts in Burlington. I think that almost every issue is a citywide issue.
A motion to table that issue until next spring failed. Then it was a 5-2 vote in favor of the charter ordinance, but that failed technically because 6 votes were needed for passage. He claims to be a progressive Democrat, and local labor activist Randy Bryce says he's also looking to run next year for Congress against Paul Ryan. The 52-year-old Bryce, no stranger to politics, he ran unsuccessfully for both state assembly and Senate in recent past. Democratic political activist David Yankovich, meanwhile, has moved to Kenosha from Ohio. He's going to run next year, he says, also in the 1st District. And the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development's got a Milwaukee Career Expo coming up tomorrow at State Fair Park, the Expo Center. 108 employers, more than 2,600 jobs needing to be filled. It runs from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. tomorrow. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.